This is Susie Larson, host of Susie Larson Live, and it's my great joy to make this journey with you as we together look up and learn to retrain our hearts and minds to believe that God is good and that He has good things for us. I'm drawing from my brand new devotional, Waking Up to the Goodness of God, 40 Days Toward Healing and Wholeness. Today's devotional is titled, Remember Your Good Memories. Let's pray. Faithful Father, I have such a legacy with You. Even before I knew You, You were intimately involved with me. You created me for Your glory. Continue to write a beautiful story with my life. Bring healing to the painful parts of my story. Flood my mind with my best memories. Help me see them in technicolor. Use my good memories to help me heal so I might have even greater hope for my future. You've been good. You're good even now, and you'll always be good. Thank You, Lord. You know, good memories are nourishment to your brain, like a good salad is nourishment to your body. It's not enough just to have good memories. We need to bring them to the forefront of our minds, remember them, enjoy them, and thank God for every nuanced way those memories mean something to us. The enemy consistently goes after our thoughts because our battles are won and lost in the mind. If he can sabotage our thoughts, he can disrupt our lives in ways we don't even realize it. Picture your life as a storybook. Now picture the loose pages stacked one on top of another with space between each page. Now imagine a heavyweight pushing down on the pages until they're entirely compressed to the ground. That's what trauma and pain and unresolved heartache do to our story. It compresses the pages of our lives so we can no longer access our good memories. And you need your good memories to help you heal. Those who've endured a series of unrelenting crises may look back over their lives and lament that they have no good memories. But when they ask God to help them remember, a good memory often surfaces. When they spend time with that memory in light of God's goodness, part of them starts to heal. If the enemy can compress your story to such a degree that you don't remember the ways God's provided for you, he will so distort your narrative, it'll be almost impossible to believe God for a healthy and healed future. Let's return to this picture once more of the story written on stacked pages, one on top of the other, but with space in between each one. The goal is to be so healed that you can access the different pages in your book, even the complex parts of your story, with a sense of wholeness and health. Maybe start a memory journal. And make sure to take pictures of everyday moments that make you smile and that will be fun to remember later. Ask God to help you remember one memory that will help you heal. Consider your five senses and take time to remember things in detail. What did you see, smell, taste, touch, or hear? How did it make you feel? How might it serve as a word picture for how God wants to restore you? One of the ways we come to truly rely on God's goodness is to remember that He's been good. When we can clearly recall our history with God, we'll more confidently trust Him with our future. Here's your faith declaration for today. God is writing my story for His glory. He's been good and will be good again. I trust Him with my heart. I remember all His deeds. I am blessed and I can rest because He is good and always will be. Amen and amen.